absolutely delighted. In one way, I suppose it kind of hasn't sunk in. It's a really nice feeling. The amount of messages that have been pouring in since late last night and early this morning, it's been a tremendous response.
All of your life, you've been steeped in election counts, the crowds, the hoisting up on the shoulders, the atmosphere, all of that has been denied to you this time.
I didn't have any at this time, certainly in much different times, but it didn't make this occasion any less special. My family landed here nearly like a cavalcade last night. Of course, they was there, social distancing. They stood out on the street, just congratulated me from afar. A very nice family occasion.
From your point of view, what will your priorities be now for the term of the Seanad, however long it may be?
Like we mentioned there, we're into very eerie times. Donald, whatever administration takes over, there's a very responsible role for public representatives at Dáil and Seanad Éireann level. There's a tough task ahead. Hard decisions will need to be made, and I will carry those interests, the interests of the people of Donegal, to look after their needs as best I can. Secondly, from a party perspective, I'd be looking to, I suppose, somewhat help rebuild our organisation in Donegal, doing whatever I can to help party members on the ground. The times we're in, it's not necessarily about party politics either. I'd be there to do everything I can to make sure I represent the people from the North West, to ensure we get our fair share. And would hope to do that very much in conjunction with our TD, Charlie McConlogue.